A dozen people have been killed in Saudi airstrikes targeting the Yemeni provinces of Ma'arib and Lahij. Children were among those killed in a residential area. More than 9,400 Yemenis, mostly women and children, have been killed in indiscriminate Saudi airstrikes since March 2015. The Iraqi army is advancing on the fourth day of its operation to drive Daesh terrorists out of Fallujah. Troops are now trying to liberate the city of Khalia, northwest of Fallujah. Government forces have so far managed to liberate the villages of Jamila and Abu Ode, northeast of the city. Also in Afghanistan, 10 people have been killed in a bomb attack. 4 others were wounded in the attack in Kabul. According to the Afghan Interior Ministry, the explosion targeted a bus carrying staff from an appeals court. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the bombing. Taliban militants in Afghanistan have appointed Haybatullah Akhundzadeh as their new leader. The group earlier confirmed that its former leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, had been killed in a U.S. drone strike. Taliban say all members of the group's Supreme Council have pledged allegiance to the new leader. Iran has condemned the recent terrorist attacks in the Syrian cities of Tartus and Jabla. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Hossein Jabri Ansari said terrorism and extremism pose a serious threat to regional nations and global security. The bombings on Monday left 150 Syrians dead. Russia says nearly 28,000 Daesh terrorists have been killed since it launched an air campaign in Syria last September. Russia's Deputy Security Council Chief Yevgeny Lukyanov said the figure amounts to 1/3 of all Daesh terrorists believed to be operating in Syria. Israel has issued demolition orders for more Palestinian structures and properties in the occupied West Bank. Water wells, agricultural structures, and an agricultural road will be destroyed in the latest Israeli plan. Some 600 Palestinian structures have been demolished in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem Al-Quds since 2016. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is to meet with U.S. President Barack Obama to discuss how to prevent crime by workers of U.S. military bases. Abe is reportedly going to ask Washington to adopt strict measures to stop crimes committed by American personnel stationed on Japan's Okinawa Island.